Scatterbrains Audio.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two bros, some yeses and some nos.
A.k.a. a lot of yoo-hoos, maybe some home zoos.
We got one!
We got a story right now.
Let's get into it.
Okay, we're going to be more specific about it, Jay, because this is a very...
So there's home zoos, right? There are home zoos.
And then there are zoos that are inside your home. That's a very different thing.
By the way, both are bad ideas.
There is not one home zoo out there that I'm like, that's a good idea.
For anyone, for the animals.
Man, animals need to be in their natural habitat.
They don't need to be in your backyard.
Undisturbed, like fulfilling the cycle of life. If a wildebeest can't make it out of the river, that's bad, but it means food for someone
else.
But
an alligator needs to be in a creek, not in your baby pool.
That's right. In your backyard or in your bathtub. Like the animals I just don't understand it. The need to control large animals is a stupid one that humans have.
It's a loss of control in your own life that now you're trying to exert over this.
And by the way, it proves very little because... Yeah. Even those who controlled animals on the highest level for large amounts of money, I'm talking about Siegfried and Roy, they got bit.
They got bit. They got.
Animal had the last word on that one. You're like, we can control you and we're making lots of money on you in Vegas. We know what we're doing, but you know.
Tiger was like,
Rrr. Yeah, and Tiger was like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Animals always have the last word. If you have a wild animal in your house or roaming around your yard and you live in a residential neighborhood, I can guarantee you.
I'm going to tell you right now without knowing a single thing about you, you are not qualified to have that animal.
You don't have the support system. That's right.
You don't have the habitat. You don't have the land. You don't have the system to keep it contained. You don't.
Whatever happens to you is justified.
Uh-huh.
It's like doing a movie with Steven Seagal. You get what you deserve for even entering into a partnership with that animal.
It's all a mistake.
Okay? Yes, you will have great stories. Yes, you will have great pictures to post up on your socials. But in both instances, you're probably going to die unexpectedly.
Yes.
And you'll have a weird connection to Russia for some reason.
And you'll have incredible theories about how the government is trying to stop you from doing what you want to do.
Enter this next crazy-ass story that starts crazy and just keeps getting crazier, Jay.
Yeah.
You know when more questions pop up, the more facts that come up, the weirder it is.
And you don't know who to hate the most in the story.
Here we go. Houston, Texas. The owner of a tiger, this is from KTRK, the owner of a tiger that was spotted roaming loose in a Houston neighborhood on Sunday has been identified as 28-year-old Victor Cuevas, according to multiple police sources. That's not something we ever worried about when we were kids.
Victor Cuevas sounds like a tequila that I would want to drink.
Victor Cuevas sounds like he was written into a Steely Dan song in 1975, right?
Yes.
Victor Cuevas. Anyway. No, but that's not something we worried about when we were kids.
There's a tiger on the prowl.
Be sure to be home before dark is what our mom would say. And watch out for tigers roaming loose in the neighborhood. Kids.
Dinner will be at 6.
Nobody ever had to deal with that.
You know why? Because zoos...
Home zoos weren't such a big
thing.
That
wasn't a thing in the 70s with us.
On Sunday, Houston police responded to a call about a tiger in a neighbor's front yard on Ivy Wall Drive in the Highway 6 Memorial area. A tiger in a neighbor's front yard,
That's
Jay.
That's terrifying.
People get pissed when the neighbors turn their houses into Airbnbs. Now you got tigers on their front yard.
Wild animals just roaming your streets.
Sometimes drunk people on vacation are harder to wrangle than a tiger.
And they can bite you.
They can also bite you.
For
no
reason.
Scratch you. But a tiger wandering anywhere is bad.
Like the only place a tiger should be wandering is like the Serengeti.
Exactly. That's the only place where I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Or at Augusta.
Right.
Video of the incident shows a man grab the tiger by what appears to be a collar and lead it into the home. At one point, another man appeared to point a gun at the animal before it was let inside. You know the way you just take a tiger by the collar? Isn't that what eeny, meeny, miny, mo? Grab a tiger by his collar?
Toe, I think it
is. That's
an
old rhyme right there. Mm-hmm. Like
it's a golden retriever. You just took it by the collar?
Neighbor Jose Ramos told ABC 13 that the man with the gun was an off-duty Waller County Sheriff's Officer, Sergeant Wes Mannion, who lived in the neighborhood and came to help get the tiger under control. You better bring a bazooka.
It's a tiger, man.
That is a tiger, and it shouldn't be there. I'm saying...
I'm not saying fire at the tiger.
Do not. I'm saying don't fire. Fire it at the ground, a bazooka near the tiger, and that'll probably get him to go back.
I don't know.
You're going to ruin someone's landscaping.
Or not. I don't know how to handle a tiger in a suburban
situation. And guess what? I'm happy I don't know how to...
I don't think anybody does, and we shouldn't know.
The fact that some people know how to handle a tiger that's roaming in the suburbs is bad. That shows you how
far
we've... That
means it's happened enough that we now have, like, protocols.
According to the Houston Police Department, a man was seen escorting the tiger in the residence is the owner. Escorting? Come on, he was not walking it down the aisle to be married.
He yanked it by the collar.
Which is another thing. Tigers shouldn't have collars.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in thinking that tigers...
You don't own this animal. You might own it, but you can't control it.
He later put the tiger in his white Jeep Cherokee and fled from the home at a high rate of speed. Why does a Jeep Cherokee make so much sense? And
white Jeep Cherokee.
White
Jeep.
He either put the tiger in his white Jeep Cherokee or his Suzuki Samurai. Yeah. One of the two. He's thrown in one of those two places. And he fled the home at a high rate of speed because tigers love when you drive fast.
Oh,
they love being jostled around in
contained in a vehicle.
Sure.
Where they could
it's so natural to them. This is like just in their natural habitat.
They love being in cars. Tigers love being in cars.
They do. Tigers in cars getting coffee. Tiger Woods will tell you that being in a car going at a high rate of speed is bad.
Not a good idea for a tiger to do that.
Officers attempted to pursue the vehicle, but eventually lost sight of it, according to a tweet from HPD. Lost sight of it? It's a white Jeep Cherokee. First of all, that should be... Have you seen a bunch of those driving around?
No.
With a tiger in the back.
So that should be easy to spot. Number two, it's not a Lamborghini. Number three, why are you wasting your time tweeting about it when you should be chasing it down?
You're the Houston PD. You should be able to maintain eyes on a white Jeep Cherokee with a goddamn tiger in the back of it. On Monday morning, HPD shared on social media that it's and its Animal Cruelty Unit and BARC, Bark Houston, were investigating the incident and looking for the owner of the tiger. So now it's just up to the neighbors to bring this guy to justice.
Sorry we couldn't get it done. Can you guys take it across the finish line for us?
I'm surprised they didn't just post it up on Nextdoor.com. Guys,
if anyone... If you see a Jeep with a tiger.
The tiger in it. Also, can we please stop putting out our trash cans the night before, because that's a big issue.
It's creating a parking problem. There's not enough parking.
Right.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out
what happened to this tiger
and how they got the guy.
And more questions and answers on the other side of this break. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. As we always mention, check out our YouTube page. We've got lots of great content on there. YouTube,
if you haven't joined, please do.
It's subscribe really to it, Sklarbro. And follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram. We like to post these clips up with great video things in between. So I hope you enjoy that. When we left, there was a tiger roaming loose in a Houston neighborhood. That's a phrase I should never say.
No.
And the police decided to just share on Twitter, hey, if you got any tips about this, let us know. By the afternoon, multiple police sources confirmed that Cuevas was the owner, who, according to records, was charged in a 2017 murder in Fort Bend County. Cuevas is due in court this July for that charge. Okay, so it did work.
Mm-hmm.
They put it on Twitter, Jay.
Yes.
And I'm sorry. He's
sorry we doubted your ways.
And he was arrested for murder, and he has a tiger in his Jeep. Who's going to step up and talk to this guy, right? You're going to walk a murder charge, tiger in the Jeep. I think I'm going to wait this one out, right?
Let the tiger do its job.
Let
natural selection happen.
Exactly. Here. According to the records, Cuevas is accused of shooting and killing a man in 2017 and was out on $125,000 bond. And by the way he's behaving with that illegal tiger he owns, I feel like he was framed for that, right, Jay?
Possibly.
We can't think that he did that.
He seems like he's a pretty above the boards guy and follow the rules kind of guy.
Ramos said the couple that lives in the home where the tiger was led to into have lived there for less than a year and tend to keep to themselves. Unless, of course, you're bringing stray tigers around to store in their house, they usually don't answer the door. And they usually leave out a small basket of fun-sized candy on Halloween, and not the good stuff either. You know,
a lot of dark specials.
Mars bars. These people suck, is what we're saying, okay?
Yeah.
They are very secluded individuals. They don't bother anyone, Ramos said. They're very private, I have to say. Yeah, except for the illegal aiding and abetting of a suspected murderer who asked them to house his loose tiger. They really don't bother anyone, Jay.
Yeah, they seem like they're good people.
He said this is not the first time he'd seen a wild animal at that residence.
What is it? Who are these people?
What? What is this place? This is quote. I did notice one time, and this is something interesting, that I was walking by my driveway. There was a capuchin monkey that showed up in the window. Ramos Rigol.
Wow.
And what? You thought that was cool?
A monkey just shows up in the window.
Like it was...
like a labradoodle.
Right. people do not just have monkeys in their house.
What is it, a cappuccino?
Especially people who keep to themselves.
Well, now we know why they keep to themselves.
When you see a cappuccino monkey pop up in the window of people who keep to themselves, the first thought should be, what kind of experiments are they running on this cappuccino monkey?
Right.
Or are they trying to swap the brain of the cappuccino monkey with their grandpa?
Or are they raising it for food?
I figured, okay, this is a small animal. It could be domesticated, but I never thought they'd hold a tiger in the house. Yeah, great call. It's probably nothing.
Yeah,
it's just a monkey. It just flung its feces at my chow chow, but it'll be domesticated soon.
Yeah.
Just like Charlie Sheen. And for anyone hoping to own a dangerous wild animal in the Houston city limits, no can do. It's illegal. You hear that?
Yes.
Violations and misdemeanors are punishable by fines of $500 to $2,000. That feels too small.
That feels way too small.
Does that not feel too small?
Feels like it should be much.
Maybe this couple was threatened by the guy who's due in court on the murder charge. Maybe like, we got to take this tiger.
Right. Like that's, he has something.
Should we give them the benefit of the doubt here?
Yes, he has something over. He's like using their house as a storage.
I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt until the cappuccino monkey popped up on their window. Now I don't know on this one.
Yeah.
You know, now I don't know who's controlling who. What if this couple is controlling this guy with the tiger? Maybe he's out there murdering anyone who gets too close to their in-home zoo.
Situation, yeah.
Either way, Houston PD should be more on top of this thing, is all I'm saying. Catch the white Jeeps with tigers in the backs. Be more on top of the situation. People who have zoos in their homes. Come on, Houston PD. You're better than that.
You can do this.
And that is the show, guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
Well, we got the jokes.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La di da da da. In my car.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.